Welcome to this talk on an introduction to RSS readers, which provides a demonstration of two popular RSS readers, the Google Reader and NetVibes. This talk will provide a demonstration of these tools using an accompanying screencast. There is also a series of PowerPoint slides which have embedded screen dumps embedded within them. And the various materials are available on the UConn website. My name is Brian Kelly. My job title is UK Web Focus, which is a web advisory post based at UConn. And I've been engaged in web activities since January 1993, and I'm a great fan of the potential of RSS. UConn, for those of you who don't know, is a National Centre of Expertise in Digital Information Management, which is located at the University of Bath. And so the first thing I'd like to do is to take you to the Google Reader homepage, or my Google Reader homepage. To use this tool, you simply go to the service and sign up, and then add your preferred blogs and various RSS feeds. And what I've got here is a large number of RSS feeds which have been added to this interface in order to demonstrate its power for managing and supporting the processing of large amounts of information. So let me start off by looking at one particular blog, so the JISC Information Environment blog. So here we see the various recent blog posts which date back to, in this case, February 2008. And the most recent post is on the costs of providing or preserving research data. So I can go through and I can read the post there. And JISC have a number of blogs. There's another blog which is the JISC Access Management blog, and here we see the JISC Digitization blog. We can go through. So RSS readers such as this tool can be used for reading blogs, but also they can be used for reading news feeds. And here I'm looking at the JISC news feed. Click on here and we get the most recent news item is a TechWatch report which calls for libraries to adopt a coherent approach to metadata. We can go through and read that news item. And in addition to news, JISC also provide RSS feeds for their funding calls. Here we have them. You can see a large number of items during 2008. And the most recent one is this invitation to tender for a project to improve the evidence base in support of shared learning materials. So we can see a number of different ways in which the JISC are using RSS. But now let's look at a slightly different way of reading information. So I'm opening this tab on services. And what we have here are blogs associated with a number of the Web 2.0 services that I use. Services such as Delicia, Doppler, Flickr, SlideShare, and Twitter. And what you can see are blog posts from all of those services. The most recent ones are the posts from the Twitter blog, the Scribd blog, and the Google blog. And all of these are aggregated together. So I can quickly go through and read this information. And I'm reading it all in the same page, in the same interface. I'm not having to go to these different Delicious blog, Doppler blog, official Google blog. It's all here together, enable me to more quickly and efficiently process large amounts of information. And here at UConn, we've been making a great use of our RSS. So here we can go, we can see some of my events, my forthcoming events, are syndicated via an RSS feed. The Yukon News is available. News bookings for this year's institutional web management, that is now open. So this is the conventional, it's an item of news, or it's some content we want to syndicate. But we can also have RSS feed for dynamic search queries. If we go through, let me just focus in on Technorati search for Yukon. And here we have a number of search results, and one I've starred, which is the Museums Share the World. And this is a report on a events on blogs and social networks that I gave at the Museums and Heritage show recently in London. Now, in this particular case, the full post isn't being displayed, and I have to click on this item in order to go to the blog site to read it. And this is slightly annoying, you know, a nice article which I can read. But it's a bit annoying that I've had to go to another place. The reason for this is that this extract of the post was created by the Technorati service. So the full service, if I was subscribing to the blog, would be available. But sometimes you will discover that you might have to go to the blog service. And once you do this, you start to realise how annoying it can be and how good, how useful blog interface, RSS interfaces can be. So I mentioned how I've been involved in various syndication. So here is a list of my publications and the metadata associated with those publications. So we can get information shipped around via RSS. It doesn't have to be, you know, the news item or the blog reflections on something. It could just be content that you wish to be syndicated. So there's some examples of the browse interface to the various RSS feeds. Now let me search for content. I might have an interest in web preservation, and I will search all items. And what we get are a number of posts and RSS feeds about this. So if we go through, we can read this post, we can go back. Read these various posts, and I'm looking for this one where we can see that as well as the content, we also have images are provided as well. And here is one which has a photo of the team. So this particular blog is to support a GISC-funded project on preservation of web resources, which has been provided by UConn and ULCC to provide advice on best practices for website preservation. So what we've done there is shown the advantage of how one can search across one's RSS feeds. But you might ask, how do I add blog feeds? How do I add RSS feeds? So here's the UConn homepage, and here's that nice friendly orange RSS icon. I click on that. In this case, I'm in the Firefox browser, and it comes up and it allows me to add that feed to my preferred RSS reader, in which case it's Google. So simply select it, subscribe now, and then I would have the option to place that particular feed in an appropriate category in the hierarchy. So we can see it can be very easy to do that. On the other hand, if that's not possible, you can also add a subscription by simply copying and pasting the URI and adding it in this way. So that's provided a brief overview of the Google Reader tool. But I would now like to show another tool, which is a somewhat different approach. And this is the NetVibe service. To use this, simply go to netvibes.com and sign up for this service. And as you see, this provides a more graphical and tabbed interface to support your structure of your various feeds. So here is my general page, and you may notice that the middle column is a subscription to a podcast, the Daily Source Code. So if I click on this,
Delta Sierra Charlie 758. This is the Daily Source Code. The Daily Source Code.
So RSS also syndicates sound. This is known as podcast, and various RSS readers can also act as podcast clients. So what have I got? If you notice, this first tab was the interface to the QA Focus project, which ran a few years ago. And recently, Stephen Downes on his blog suggested that projects which didn't provide RSS feeds to support access to the project deliverables were being unsocial. And I think I would agree with that. And here's an example of what can be done. So you provide an interface to the project deliverables via RSS. I also have a personal tab where I might provide information about videos of interest to me. So YouTube's videos can be syndicated via RSS for a particular tag. Facebook entries can be added to this service as well. Some examples, and my events, forthcoming presentations. So these are RSS feeds for all of my events in the 11 years that I've been at UConn. So rather than the HTML interface, which really provides just minimal structure and isn't easily reused, RSS does provide various advantages, not the least being that the content can be embedded in various locations. We have other ways in which NetVibes can be used. It can be used as an interface to various mailing services. So what we have here in the center column is the an interface to a JiskMail mailing list, the website info management list. And this provides a syndication. In this case, it is just for the title of the post, of the subject line, and not a great deal of additional information. But this kind of illustrates the different ways in which these tools can be used. So what you've seen here are my personal interface. So the things that I might be of interest in remotely, and also the things that I manage, so I have this managed view of my resources. But we can also have a public page. So this is a public page available, which anybody who goes to this URI, don't need to log on, they'll see these things. So I can publish my various activities, my events, my presentations, provide an interface to my blog, and also to the comments to my blog, and to dynamic searches for other people who have been citing my blog, or papers. So here's an interface, again another interface, to the various papers that I have published. And another public interface is to the news for the forthcoming institutional web management workshop. So range of functionality, and again, how might you add content? So simple, add content. You can add various widgets, but if you wish to add a feed, click on it and simply copy and paste a feed and then drag it to the appropriate tab. You may be wondering about this OPML. This is an aggregation format for groups of RSS feeds. So if you wanted to pull in a whole set of related feeds, ideally the service provider would make that available as a single OPML file. So multiple files can be added in one simple process. And this is the approach I've taken for my various project activities in grouping those things together. So to conclude, let me just go to the So what I've demonstrated are two types of RSS readers, a web-based reader, Google Reader, and a different type of web-based reader, NetVibes. There are also lots of other applications and also types of applications. There are desktop readers. You might have your RSS delivered to you via SMS on a mobile phone, or you can. There are various other dedicated clients that are available. In a way, the preferred option might be personal for a power user who tries to process lots of information. Perhaps the first type, the Google Reader or the something like Feed Reader, might be better. But the NetVibes one, I think, can also have its appeal for providing a more graphical interface. But of course, there may be advantages in organisations or one's peers agreeing on a common approach in order to share expertise and perhaps also allow cross-searching of one's own blogs and feeds that one's subscribed to. So to conclude, RSS readers allow users to quickly process information sources. And it's clearly, I hope I've demonstrated, more effective than having to visit large numbers of individual web pages and websites. And RSS can be useful for a variety of purposes, for gathering information, for learning things, for business intelligence, to find out what's happening out there, what funding opportunities are available from services, from funders such as JISC, and also to manage your brand, your identity, to find out what people are saying about your organisation. So, I think it's quite clear for me that many users can gain real benefits from the use of an RSS tool. But there will still be the need to gain a feeling for better understanding of the best practices and also personal preferences. How should one structure one's RSS feeds, for example? Should it be via a topic, by various bodies, by domain interests or the like? So there will still be the need for thinking and discussions about some of these best practices. But what I hope I've done today is to motivate you, if you're not familiar with RSS readers, to say, yes, it's worth a try. Thank you.